Episode 1040, Nature Does the Body Good.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. I hope you are having an extraordinary week. It is Wellness Wednesday, and we're chatting about nature does the body good. I feel like we should be saying got nature instead of got milk. Well, we're going to have a lot of fun with this one today. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, we have a biggest impact here ever. Who would have thought that nature does the body good? For years, people have been writing how nature does the body good. It can bring about kindness, happiness, and creativity within an individual. And as a woman who loves being in nature, I find this fascinating. I can remember growing up and we would go visit my grandparents up on their farm. They have 13 acres. It's still part of the family farm. And we used to live there. I've actually lived on all three homes on the acreage and loved the opportunity when I was there. And I can remember the special times that I had with my grandfather. And that's when we would go for a walk from the house. Usually it was either after, you know, lunch, or it was between lunch and or between breakfast and lunch. And he'd say, okay, kids, let's go. Do you want to go down to the pond and do some fishing? And every single time we would go on a walk, there was always something special he would point out. There were apple trees on the way. There was a little rock area that was natural. It was a part of the land there. It wasn't like they had placed it there. But as, you know, grass grew and stuff, you know, the animals were there, whatever, rocks would appear. And there's these huge boulders that were underneath. And we would go and we'd pass the pear trees and we would walk sometimes near the tall, tall grass. We'd make our way down to the pond, and it wasn't a man-made pond. This was, you know, just created by the rain, and it started very, very small, and then they kind of dug out around it so it could actually, you know, be a real size pond. And they did stock it at one point, my grandparents did, and then we still have fish there today. We'd have pine trees around there and we'd talk about the pine cones and, you know, he would ramble off these things about leaves and the types of trees and blades of grass and the wheat and what he would grow here and what would work there. And he would point out all of these things about nature. We would look at the birds. And at first I thought, come on, I'm only a child. I mean, do I really need to be talking about this? But you know, he's been gone for many years now, but he still remains in my heart. And that's one of the most cherished memories I have is our nature walks. Nature does the body good. And it does more than the body good. You know, if you want to live a meaningful life, incorporating nature into your day may seem a little trivial, but on the contrary, it has a profound impact on our mind, body, and spirit. I knew, because my grandfather taught me how important nature was. And he always made sure I knew that, that there was a connection there for me. So I grew up with that, I guess, blessing, if you want to think of it that way. He really, you know, wanted my eyes open to it. So when I would go out for my runs, now it's starting to get a little bit cold. I tend to stay inside a little bit more. But when I am outside, even just to walk the dog for him to do his little business stuff, I notice things around me that maybe we tend to forget. How the sky is lit up or it's a little darker. If the moon's shining bright, is it a half moon? Is it a crescent moon? Where the stars align? My grandmother taught me, you know, different stars and where they were placed. And all of that was just fascinating. And little did I know how much of an impact this was creating on my life. But now scientists are finding evidence that nature helps to do a lot of incredible things for us. It helps to reduce anxiety. Being a little anxious lately? Oh, well, maybe you need to get out in nature. It helps to reduce brooding. That's the deep unhappiness of thought. It helps to reduce stress. Who's not stressed in this world today? There's always something going on. I mean, being a wife is stressful. Being a parent is even more stressful. And just kind of evolving as a person in life, you just begin to scratch your head and go, how do I even make it through it all? Now, those are the kind of the negative things it begins to erase, right? It reduces the anxiety and the stress and the brooding. It increases, though, our attention span. Okay, did I lose you about 4.5 minutes ago? Well, if you get out in nature, maybe we'll increase your attention capacity. It also helps to increase your creativity. Who needs to be more creative? Raise your hand, right? If you own a business, you need to be creative. If you're a parent, you need to be creative. If you're a spouse, you need to be creative. In life, we need to be creative in everything and anything that we do. Why? Because we're always learning. That's how God made us. And so, hey, if it increases creativity, more power to us as an individual. It also increases the ability to connect with people. Okay, so God created us what? To take care of his creation, but he created us to be what? In relationship with people. He wanted us to be in relationship with him. Huh, nature, hello. I mean, come on. Isn't this all beginning to add up? But very little people talk about how nature does the body good. We just think about wellness as food, what we put into our body. But how do we fuel our mind, as in what we see? Researcher out of University of Utah, David Strayer, says this: now we are seeing changes in the brain and changes in the body that suggest we are physically and mentally more healthy when we are interacting with nature. Sign me up. I've seen it myself. I already told you the story about my grandfather. I know when I went through my tornado in life, I didn't go into a gym. Can you believe a person like me who is the, life coach, personal trainer, nutritionist, all of this, I have never had a gym membership. My gym membership belongs to God. Seriously. I get out in nature. Now, if nature has it where it's too cold or it's rainy and there's lightning and thunder, okay, I'm a little smarter than that. I'm not going to go out and put my safety at risk. I stay indoors and I work out in the home. But in my tornado in life, man, it was all about nature. And everything here that it says, I could say I felt it, I saw it, I lived it. It reduced my anxiety. It definitely reduced my stress. It helped to increase my creativity. And it definitely increased my ability to connect. And that connection was not just about connecting with who I was as a person, but connecting with God on a deeper level. Nature does the body good. So how much is nature included in your world? You're probably like, that's a strange question to ask me. I know it's Wellness Wednesday, so I'm going to ask you a strange question. Your health is important to me, and it should be important to you, your wellness. So how much is nature included in your world? With our indoor and online and technology attractions, we tend to leave God's beauty, called nature, in the dust. We don't pay much attention to it. We don't think it's that big of a deal, honestly. But how would your life change if you could live a happier, healthier, more creative life? What would it look like? How would you benefit from living that happier, healthier life? And how would the benefits outweigh what you're currently living? Because ultimately, that's what we want to know, right? You may say, oh, this sounds all great, Christiane, but if I can get by with what I'm doing now and I don't have to make any changes because changes make me uncomfortable and it's uncertainty and I just don't like that. I like to go back to the old, what's familiar. I'm good with that. I know all of us are good with that. We're hardwired to be good in certainty. We want the certainty. But nature opens up the beauty of the uncertainty. The what? The possibilities are endless. Nothing is impossible. Just turn on your TV. What's really new out there on TV? Have you seen really some great creativity in the last 25, 30 years? No. In fact, they're bringing back and resurrecting some old TV shows from way back when. Why is that? Maybe nature does the body good and could do the mind good too, and maybe we need to get more out there. We need to broaden our horizon. We need to see what God's creation will do for us, in us, and through us. So let's assume you want to cash in on the benefits of God's creation. How do you begin? Well, you begin by being in the presence of nature. That is your KISS to Keep It Simple strategy. Be in the presence of nature. Most of us aren't in the presence of nature. The closest we get is maybe walking from our car into a store or into work or into school, into the church, into the bank, a post office. And nowadays, Amazon is taking a lot of that away. We don't have to walk anywhere. Our steps are down to less than 4,000 a day if we're lucky. And now it's starting to get winter time here, and we may not see a whole lot of sun and vitamin D in our life. And so we just stay indoors, we hunker down because, well, that's just what we do. It's convenient. But if you really want to cash in on the benefits of God's creation and you want to understand how nature does the body good, you have to be in the presence of nature. So let me give you three ways you can be in the presence of nature. Number one, go for a walk outside. Simple, but we don't do it. Do you have a mailbox? You go for the walk. Don't send your children. Or take your child with you and do it together. And maybe walk the neighborhood. Go a block and see what happens. Say, you know what? I haven't looked at what it looks like to walk outside. I got to share this with you. I do a lot of running in our neighborhood. And we have the two streets that kind of melt. Actually, it's more like, it's three streets total. But the way they curve together, it makes just over a mile run for me. So every lap I do, I don't have to sit there and count, you know, oh my gosh, I went this much and this much. I don't have to even have a GPS finder to tell me how many miles I've run. All I need to know is how many times I passed my house. Done. And I know that's how many miles I've taken care of. And then anything over that is like bonus, right? Well, when we first moved here up north, remember we're moving again, but right now we're still in the same house. We haven't closed on our current house, but we did sell it. And so I started, when we moved here, walking and running the same direction. And one day, all of a sudden, I decided, I'm going to switch directions. I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to screw with my body a little bit, okay? And I wanted to change my patterns and see what would happen. Well, obviously, my hills were different. I had some downs, you know, were greater than some ups and vice versa. And so it was good. You know what stood out to me was how different my run looked within the neighborhood. Now, mind you, going the other direction, the original direction, I saw the same houses. I ran, you know, the same path. But when I went the other way, I was like, whoa, this house looks a little bit different. That tree stands out. I never noticed this before. The sun shines different here. It was incredible. And I know that seems so simple, yet maybe even trivial, or that I am overanalyzing. I know that could be the case too, but that's my job to do what I do. It's so I can share my craziness with you. And so when I say go for a walk outside, go for a walk outside. Pay attention, because you know what? When you walk outside, it looks totally different than when you're driving. Take a different way to work and see what happens. Number one, you're going to have to think about how you got to work, because you know you're not on autopilot anymore. Change it up. Go for a walk. Number two, lean on a tree. And literally and figuratively, I mean lean on a tree. If you can't get outside, then I want you to get a beautiful picture of nature, because there are actually studies that back this up, that it affects us looking at nature, whether it be in a picture form or actually in nature, leaning on a tree, touching a tree, being a part of something bigger than ourselves. It lowers our blood pressure. It calms us. It changes our emotions. It allows us to see things differently. Huge, huge, huge. Lean on a tree. Who would have thought? Now, I know my grandfather would be saying, Christiane, I taught you this a long time ago. And I did pay attention. But I didn't really pay attention to what he was saying. And maybe he didn't really know what he was ingraining within me. But now it all makes sense. And I do have this appreciation for nature. Just a couple days ago, I walked outside early in the morning and we had our first true frost. And it was gorgeous. And it was absolutely freezing outside, but I looked at the frost and it was crazy awesome. Each blade of grass was gently lined with the frost. It looked like this perfection of a landscape that only God could create. And as I was beginning to walk out there, I noticed that my footprint left a mark, right? Because I broke down that frost. I warmed it up by me stepping on it. And so I could see my prints. And I was just amazed going, oh my gosh, something so beautiful that none of us look at. You've heard the saying, stop and smell the roses. There's a reason that saying's been around for hundreds of years. Number one, yeah, we're always moving too fast. We forget about what's right in front of us. We forget to lean on a tree. Which leads me to number three, stand in awe. I stood in awe of each blade of grass that morning. And I looked at it and I was like, oh my goodness, if I was this amazing photographer, I would love to have captured it because it was also a day that was filled with fog. And so you could see that the fog was just hanging just above the grass and then below it you saw it white. But it wasn't snow. It was just perfection. And I got to tell you, I just felt consumed with joy and peace and happiness. And I walked inside like I could conquer the world. And it wasn't going to be one that I was going to be yelling at people to conquer the world. It was going to be one that was calm and soothing. And me telling the children, you know what? This is what's going to happen today. Just very empowering, very soft and still, yet vibrant and edgy. I know it doesn't make sense, does it? But that's what nature does for us. Nature does the body good. Stand in awe. Touch nature. See the details. Something more majestic than your own. Have you ever picked up a leaf and looked at the veins on a leaf? I can remember way, 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 way back when in elementary school, we would do these leaf projects and we would do wax leaves and then we would trace them and crazy things. Little did I know that I would be remembering and recalling all of this going, I loved that activity. There was something soothing about it, something refreshing, something renewing. We all need to touch and be a part of nature. That's why God created it. Because honestly, tush, it's more work for him. More work for us too. I mean, yes, some of that we need. It's important that we have it. But there's more to it than just the oxygen exchange. There's more to it than food on the table. There's wellness for the mind, the body, and the spirit. When you're in the presence of nature, there is a renewing. There is a renewing. How are you incorporating nature into your life? I really want to challenge you today to get out in nature. I don't care what it's like. You know what? If it's raining where you're at, okay, so long as there's not lightning, go out and be a little duck and dance in the rain. Do you remember doing that as a child? To feel the drops on your face? Today, it was really dewy when I woke up. And I was like, oh, this is, it's beautiful. But it just left this, just this glistening of brightness to my face. I walked and looked in the mirror. I'm like, whoa, I look really good. It was just dew. But there was something that I looked a little bit younger. Hey, anything, I'll take it. So how are you going to incorporate nature today? Because nature does the body good. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have an incredible day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.